DW.
Enormous swarms of desert locusts that have devastated crops in parts of East Africa have now crossed into Uganda and Tanzania. The outbreak is the worst in decades and is threatening millions of people who are already short of food. To give you an idea, just a small swarm of these grasshoppers can eat the same amount of food in one day as 35,000 people. Billions of the insects arrived from the Arabian Peninsula last year and thrived in the Horn of Africa thanks to a cyclone that brought heavy rains in December. They've already chomped their way through farmlands in Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia, and now another wave of breeding has begun. Experts warn that if left unchecked, there could be 500 times more locusts by June. What you can hear are baby locusts jumping on the ground in Somalia. Keith Cressman, a senior locust forecasting officer at the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, has just come back from the country's north, and he joined me on the line from New York.
When I was on the ground, we saw the young stage of the desert locust is what we call hoppers. They're really kind of the wingless nymphs. They don't have wings yet, so they can't fly. It takes usually about 6 weeks for those locusts to become adults. And they all move together. It's just a giant kind of moving carpet of locusts. Sometimes the carpet is so dense you can hardly see the ground underneath it. Now, the significance of this is that in about 2 to 3 weeks, so before the end of February, these hoppers, if they're not controlled, and of course if they're not all detected, they will form new swarms. And those new swarms, of course, they will be the immature stage. And the immature stage is the most active, the most voracious. I mean, an analogy would be like teenagers. They eat, you know, about 6 meals a day, and they're running around and, you know, full of energy and stuff. Now, Somalia is ahead of the other countries in terms of this breeding. Breeding is underway in Ethiopia for sure. They've laid eggs and they're probably hatching. And we know for sure breeding is underway over a large portion of a northern and central Kenya. And this is extremely rare. This really hasn't happened since the late 1940s and early 1950s. By the time those young hoppers develop into new swarms towards the end of March, in April, and this is exactly the same time when the seasonal rains occur in the Horn of Africa and is when farmers plant crops. So when farmers are ready to plant their crops and they see new swarms, hungry swarms around them, one of their reactions, at least based on the past, is that they don't plant or they will delay planting. And of course, this can have severe consequences on food security.
And this is a region where millions of people are already experiencing food shortages. So what needs to be done to prevent a famine?
Well, indeed, I mean, this is a very vulnerable region to additional shocks. The Horn of Africa has faced a number of droughts in the past. Then they suddenly have floods, and now they have a locust. So you have very large and substantial communities that are kind of on the brink of famine. Now, they don't have famine at the moment, but, you know, any type of further increase of locusts is going to have a dramatic impact on a large number of people in the pastoralist communities as well as the agricultural communities. But also keep in mind, in the Horn of Africa, it's not only agricultural crops that are important. Also, pastures are very critical. They cause substantial damage to those grasses, and that in turn impacts the animals' health. They become skinny, they become hungry, they don't produce so much milk, and that has direct consequences, of course, to children who rely on that milk.
What kind of steps should they be taking to try and stop the locusts?
FAO has, through its Desert Locust Information Service, which constantly monitors the global situation on a 24/7, 365-day basis. This service has been in regular contact with countries surrounding Kenya, namely South Sudan, Uganda, and Tanzania, alerting them in advance of the risk of some swarms crossing the border from Kenya into their own territories. There is a desert locust expert arriving in Kampala as we speak, who immediately go to the field to work with the national authorities in terms of responding to the swarms and to educate the people. Because, you know, Uganda, another country that last saw desert locust swarms in 1961, you know, this is a very important issue in terms of teaching people, you know, what is a desert locust? What's not a desert locust? You know, how can you control it? Who do you tell when you see a swarm so that the national teams can go and undertake the necessary control operations? And usually control is by chemical pesticides. So this is much better and safely done by well-trained national authorities.
And one of the problems, of course, has been in Somalia with parts of the country off limits because of militants. So that's made it harder to spray insecticide. So with these kinds of obstacles, can the swarms be brought under control? And is it possible to say how long it will be until they are brought under control?
No, it's very difficult, of course, to say with any precision or accuracy, you know, how long the situation will continue, when they can be brought under control. And this is basically because so much depends on the weather, and much of it depends on extreme weather events. And, you know, extreme weather events are extremely difficult to forecast. Nobody can say with any precision, you know, if there will be cyclones before the summer, at the end of this coming summer, or how many or where they will strike or the intensity of those cyclones. And remember, these cyclones drive, of course, these type of situations. So we are limited by our inability to predict unusual weather events far in advance. And in addition, of course, so much depends on the current control operations, the effectiveness of those that are in place now, which are by far insufficient. And so then this relies on, you know, the response from the international community to upscale those control operations. And these are aerial control operations that need to be put into place very rapidly and then sustained at least until June, if not longer.
DW.